My first reading today is going to come from Psalms 22. I'm actually going to be reading just selected verses throughout the entire psalm, and I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me, from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, and I find no rest. I am a worm and not human, scorned by others and despised by the people. All who see me mock at me. They make mouths at me and they shake their heads. I am poured out like water, and all of my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within my breast. My mouth is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death. Dogs are all around me. A company of evildoers encircle me. My hands and feet have shriveled. I can count all of my bones. But you, O Lord, do not be far away. Oh, my help, come quickly to my aid. I will tell of your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. Maybe that meaning and understanding of the reading of those words. And also, before we invite Joel to play for us, I'd like to read you a very short quote from William James. I don't know if anyone's familiar with William James. William James, psychologist, historian, philosopher, widely thought of as one of the leading minds of the 19th century in the United States, who simply said, "I don't sing because I am happy. I am happy because I sing." Joe, would you sing for us and make us happy? I'll put my best for it.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. This is a song written in 1954. The lyrics are by John Turner and Geoffrey Parsons. The music's by Charlie Chaplin.
Smile, your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. There are clouds in the sky. You'll get by if you smile. Do your fear and sorrow smile, and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness, hide every trace of sadness, all though a tear may be ever so near. Pass the time, you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? Find the life is still worthwhile if you just smile. That's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find the life is still worthwhile if you just.
So yesterday at Bobby Cox's Celebration of Life service, I had a conversation with a church member who said that she and her husband were having a discussion about how we are all living through historical times. And I couldn't agree more. Difficult historical times. And at that service, we were also reminded of Bobby's love of music. The service was literally just filled with music. And it made me all the more certain that honoring the request from a couple of folks in the congregation to repeat a message from several years ago was not only the right thing to do, but the timing was what right as well. My message today is entitled, Hallelujah in the Dark. Now heard there was a secret chord David played, and it pleased the Lord. you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, major lift, baffled king composing, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. It's all well and good to understand the cycle of going into dark times in life and ultimately coming out of them stronger for the experience. Yes, it's all well and good to understand that God did not put you into those tough times. And it's all well and good to understand that in the midst of the darkness, that while it can seem like God is missing, God is always there with you. We can learn a lot from those realities. And we can have a better life if we understand them. But here's the thing. Those dark places are difficult. Even Jesus found them difficult. Down on his knees in Gethsemane, asking for this cup of suffering to be taken from me. Or hanging on the cross, quoting today's scripture, my God, why have you forsaken me? Now, on a very quick side note, I should say I'll be using the label God throughout today's message. It, in part, because that's the label used in modern translations of David's words. David actually used the Hebrew word El. When you hear it, just use it as sort of a placeholder for that thing that is larger than us and rooted in love and connects us. Now, back to the message. The dark times of life are tough. And frequently, like Jesus, we can feel forsaken. It's oh so easy to get sucked up into the darkness, kind of lost in it, and sort of set up camp there. To not bother to fight your way out. To instead just lick your wounds and in your loneliness, call out to David, say to God, why are you so far from helping me, from my words of groaning? That's when a sort of bunker mentality set in where we shut down and shut people out, and that's when we get stuck there. King David, who's frequently noted as the author of today's scripture reading, understood that about the dark places in life. He'd been there. Today's psalm alone, although there are many others who do the same, shows us that he knows how hopeless those dark places seem. Oh my God, I cry by day that you do not answer, and by night that I find no rest. I am a worm and not human, scorned by others and despised by people. All who see me mock me. They make mouths at me. They shake their heads. Yet, David is saying these things in the book of Psalms. The word psalm actually comes from a Greek word, psalmoi, meaning songs sung to harp. And here in Psalm 22, David's comprising in song all of his fears, all of his doubts, all of his frustrations, all of his laments, and in song is sort of flinging them at God. Songs sung to harp. The song I started with, Leonard Cohen's Alleluia, playfully suggests that there is a secret chord that pleases God. It would seem that King David believed to be true. Many of the psalms that are attributed to him are laments, songs full of grief and trouble. They were sort of his version of the blues. And he certainly had reason to sing the blues. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She
tied to a kitchen chair. She broke it down and cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
David betrayed his troops. He betrayed his nation. And ultimately, he betrayed his God. Yet in the psalm, he continues to sing hallelujah. It would seem that he manages to do it even in the darkest times. Hallelujah. But the first half of the word hallelujah means praise. And the last half, Yah. That second half means God, as in Yahweh, Yah. Praise God. I just betrayed everything that matters to me. Praise God. I was just brutally mocked and alienated by my people. Praise God? How do you praise God in the darkness? You say I took in vain, but I don't even know the name. But if I did really watch it to you, there's a blaze of light in every word. It doesn't matter which you've heard, broken or the broke, the holy or the broken. Hallelujah. 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 There's a blaze of light in every word. It doesn't matter which you've heard, the holy or the broken hallelujah. Why sing hallelujah in the dark times? I mean, there's just a part of us that wants to resist singing praises when we feel bad. We don't want to sing joyful when we're feeling blue and in the dark. We won't. Sometimes to wallow around in our sadness, and only just a little while. And on top of all of that, we don't want to sing a half-hearted hymn of praise. We've been taught to see that as not good enough for God. But is that true? Is a half-hearted psalm or even psalm delivered in protest not good enough? God? Well, it's important not to miss the fact that even in the psalm, as David shouts out his doubts and fears to God, he is shouting them to God. There may be a little secret in there. And as the verse I just sang, it doesn't matter which you heard, the holy or the broken. Hallelujah. While David may have known a secret chord to please the Lord, it would seem that hallelujahs, praise songs to God, are just as much for the singer as for those listening. Maybe that's David's secret. Doesn't matter if it's a half-hearted hallelujah. All that matters is that it's for you and God. Because like David in the Psalms, if you learn to sing hallelujahs in the dark, even when you doubt God, less likely to shut down and shut God out, because even half-hearted, the song will remind you that there is this thing we call God, that ultimately you are not alone. There are plenty of other reasons to sing in the darkness. As Bob Marley says, one good thing about music is when it hits you, you feel no pain. Or as Hans Christian Andersen said, where words fail, music speaks. David messed up. His and Bathsheba's first child dies. He is first to have rebellion from within his own house. And well, really,
His story doesn't get any better from that point on. Which brings us back to the psalm, specifically Psalm 22. We don't know when the psalm was written or any other were written relative to David's life. In reality, we don't know which ones were actually written by David, if any of them were at all. What we do know is that many of them, including Psalm 22, were written by someone who knew the pain, knew the difficult places of life, knew the darkness, and frequently chose to reach out of the darkness in Psalms. You see, when Psalm 22 begins in pain, my God, why have you forsaken me? And in doubt, I cry by day, but you do not answer. And in self-loathing, I am a worm, not human. It eventually concludes in praise. I will tell your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. We are David, and David is us. We are all human, and in spite of our best intentions, even in spite of doing our best, we will mess up. We will find ourselves in various degrees of darkness. We will feel lost and alone and sometimes numb. We will want to wallow in it for a while. Set up camp there. Shut down and shut God and others out. But like David does in the Psalms, we must learn to sing hallelujah in the dark. I did my best. It wasn't much. Couldn't feel, so I tried to touch. I told the truth, didn't come to fool ya. And even though it all went wrong, I'll stand before the Lord of song with nothing on my tongue. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Why sing hallelujah in the dark? Well, ultimately, it's one simple reason, and I'll borrow from Vietnamese Buddhist monk Thich Nhat Hanh, who once said, sometimes your joy is the source of your smile. Sometimes your smile is the source of your joy. Why sing hallelujah in the dark? Because sometimes your face is the source of your hallelujah. And sometimes your hallelujah is the source of your faith. Hallelujah. 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 Joel, can I invite you forward again?
I am a poor wayfaring stranger, I'll journey through this land of woe. No sickness, call no danger in that bright land to which I go. I'm going there to see my mother. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm only going over. I know dark clouds will gather round me. I know my way is rough and steep. And beautiful fields doctrine needs individuals need. I'm going there to see my father. I'm going there, don't want to roam. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over the road. I want to wear that crown of glory when I get home. Land. I want to shout salvation's story in concert with the blood-washed man. I'm going there to see my Savior. I'm going there.
Sharing your gifts and skills with music, but you've done a remarkable job matching the music to the message today. I just want to say a personal word of thanks.
Thank you. I do my best.
I appreciate it very much. We enter into a time that's more inward turn now in our service, a chance for receiving this as a prayer, as a meditation, or just a moment to grab the words and thoughts that mean something to you and lead you to the place you need to be right now. So let us bow our heads together. Even as we consider the dark times in our lives, we recognize that others are facing equally dark and even more difficult times. Today, in this moment, we remember each of them and lift up their particular situations, asking that they may become profoundly aware of the presence of love with them, and asking that they may experience grace and hope through those who reach out to them and those who care for them. We remember those affected by the tornado this week. They must feel their lives have been turned upside down, and as if nothing is certain. They have an awareness of the love that surrounds them, and may it provide some of the stability that they so desperately need. We remember those who have lost loved ones, those who are caught in war, those who are isolated for so many reasons. Most of us know the sadness, or emptiness, or loneliness that can come in those times. May they not only be surrounded by an abundance of family, friends, and those that care for them, but may they find hope in that kind of love and grace. And may we all learn to see, hallelujah, in the dark.